Weston's 1960 El Camino. This car is no longer a car. It's a piece of family history. In high school, Weston started banging out its dents, measuring from A to B, searching the internet for alternators and chrome. In college, he was home for holidays and fashioned new panels to replace rusted steel and grinder smoothed the rough welded seams. This week, he's back in the garage with his dad, getting the El Camino ready for its final paint job. He hauled his project to Tom's Country Paint and Body Shop last week on a flatbed. "You guys did a great job on this," Tom says, running his hand over the metal curves of the car lovingly. "We don't see much here we have to do. A couple of coats of primer, a little touch-up, and then two coats of paint. She will be a beauty. When you've spent hours and hours wearing respirators, paint dust all over your Levi's, and buried in the creases of your shirt, it's good to hear compliments." After the paint job, Weston and his dad will haul it home, put in the glass, the seats, attach the chrome and dashboard, hook up the electric and lights, start her up and take her for a victory lap around the block. This 1960 El Camino will find her place in parades, car shows, and Sunday afternoon drives.